Hey there, in this podcast, I would like to talk to you about reasons why you should aim to get stronger. Now, often when people mention getting stronger, we would associate that with, you know, high performance, or, you know, we maybe think of people weightlifting or people racing really intensely to, you know, win an age group or something like that. But there are other reasons, actually more important reasons, more universal reasons why we should aim for being stronger athletes, whether it's swimming or running or other sports that we might be involved with. The main reason we would want to be stronger is that being stronger makes us safer. I mean, really, in a nutshell, that's it. Being strong is also being safe. Now, my wife is a therapist, occupational therapist, and she works, a lot of her patients are older adults. And when older people, as they get older, their bodies become more frail. And what is frailty? Frailty is at least two things. It's less strength and less, your neural responses are slower. And when you combine those two things of less strength and slower neural responses, you have a person that's more vulnerable to falling and bumping themselves. And when they fall, they are not able to correct and secure themselves fast. And that means they fall further than you and I would if we're stumbling. And they now have more forces involved. Their body's traveling faster, and they can't respond as well. So if they did finally get their body, you know, a hand out in place, or, you know, were able to brace against something, they have more forces that they have to resist. So therefore, then they end up breaking the hip or the leg or the arm or something. So the muscle system goes with the neural system. And those two are strengthened together, or they weaken together. And if you lose one, you start to lose the other. So you need them both. And the thing that strength training does for us is it's not only building up the muscle fibers that we have, it's also building the neural connections to those muscles and stimulating them and keeping them in use so that the brain keeps firing through those circuits with the speed that it's used to. So it's really important, just setting all athletic performance aside, it's really important that we remain strong and our impulses remain fast. Our movement patterns remain capable of moving fast, because it will make us safer as we get older. Now, also being stronger is, of course, it's going to help us to be able to swim or run further distances or run faster or swim faster. Because even if you've done all the work in the world to become very efficient and very streamlined and very economical in your movement patterns so that you're using natural forces as much as possible and using your own forces as minimal as possible, and your body's conducting just lower stresses, impact stresses, all those are great. But in the end, after you've done all that, you still have to generate force through muscle power to move your body forward. And the more strength you have, the more comfortable you can be when you're trying to swim or run longer distance, or you're trying to swim or run at higher speeds. So strength makes you feel more comfortable. So this puts you in this training position where if those people who are motivated to just exercise to help their bodies feel good, so they really want to stay in a zone of exercise that feels comfortable. Well, the dilemma there is that if you always stay where it's comfortable, where there's no stress on the body, appropriate training stress on the body, and enough of that stress and frequent enough, you'll actually lose strength. Your comfort zone will get smaller and smaller and smaller if you only stay inside your comfort zone when you train. So the dilemma, if you want to hold on to the comfort zone you've got, then you always have to be pushing against the boundaries of that comfort zone. You've got to be pushing back against the fence, because the fence wants to keep shrinking on you. So you've got to resist that. You've got to put pressure back against the boundaries of your comfort zone, if that makes sense to you. So if you like the idea, so just if you want to stay comfortable, you need to keep working on strength, because your strength is going to keep diminishing if you do nothing about it. So then if you want to actually swim longer distances or run longer distances, or you want to compete or perform at a higher speeds or intensities, strength is what will make you more comfortable at going longer distances or going at higher speeds. The more muscle fibers that you have, the bigger they are, and the more muscle fibers that your brain recruits to do the activity means it's distributing the load more, over more muscle units, over more fibers, so that any individual part of your body doesn't feel like it has to work as much. So it's like building up a bigger team. So if you had to go and there's a large amount of work to do, the more people that you got involved, the lighter the workload would be on any individual worker. So that, think of it that way when you're thinking of your own muscle strength. If you can develop bigger muscle fibers and build more muscle fibers, more quantity, then you are gonna, the work that you do is gonna feel easier. So that should be a very motivating for you to do strength work. And then lastly, which I've already alluded to this in both the things that I've said, being stronger is going to help you live longer, because you're going to be safer. Your body's going to be more capable of handling the normal stresses and traumas that come through just daily life. The bumps and the bruises, both physical and emotional, you know, and all these things that come. When your body is just stronger on a very basic level, stronger muscles and joints and tissues, and it's used to working, you're going to just be able to absorb that stress and rebound from it a lot easier. So both in a mental way and an emotional way, as well as the physical side, just as you get older, the more sedentary you are, the quicker your body deteriorates. And that means you'll have a lower quality of physical capability, of a lower quality of physical life the older you get. But you'll be less capable of doing the activities that you may enjoy doing. You'll be less versatile. You'll be more vulnerable to injuries. Let's say you had to suddenly reach out and grab a child and hold them because they were falling, and that could hurt your back or your arms if you didn't have adequate strength. You know, or think of all the other things where you might fall, or you had to catch something, or you had to lift something. All these ways that, you might be more and more and more careful as you get older, but there's always these sudden things that you weren't expecting, and you'll be reaching out to try to do something, and your body's no longer capable of handling those kind of forces, and it breaks, then the body breaks. But if you've been working on strength through your athletic pleasures and bringing that appropriate training stress onto your body, then your body's going to retain more of its strength. You're going to at least really slow down the aging process, the degradation process. As a matter of fact, probably most of you listening to this aren't actually even close to your healthy strength potential at your current age. So actually, if you did strength work, you could actually get stronger in the next 10 years rather than weaker, and do so in a way that was totally compatible and supportive of your health and your longevity. We're not talking about becoming bodybuilders and muscle people. We're just talking about functional, healthy lifestyle strength. So I want you to think about that. If you haven't been doing appropriately stressful muscle building work in your training, then I want to encourage you to think about doing that and adding some of that to your training diet and doing it on a regular basis. Because if you do, maybe initially it's uncomfortable and it's awkward and you get a little sore. As you keep doing that, your body will get used to doing that kind of work, and it will get stronger because of it. And you're going to get smarter too at how to train this way. And then it will eventually become part of your lifestyle, your habits, to be living and working and training this way, and you'll just build more physical resilience and even more mental resilience regarding doing physical things. So hopefully that is encouraging and motivating for you. I just want to see you stronger and happier and living better. All right, be strong.